You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Timer with the radio news about radio waves. The three Democrats running for president held their final debate before primaries and caucuses begin, and the three candidates were asked about encryption and whether they favor privacy over security. Here are their answers, cut just to the topic.
I believe whether it's a back door or a front door, that the American principle of law should still hold, that our federal government should have to get a warrant, whether they want to come through your back door or your front door. And I also agree, Lester, with Benjamin Franklin, who said no people should ever give up their privacy or their freedoms in a promise for security. So, well, we're a collaborative people. We need collaborative leadership here with Silicon Valley and other bright people in my own state of Maryland around the NSA that can actually figure this out. But there are certain immutable principles that will not become antique things in our country so long as we defend our country and its values and its freedoms. And one of those things is our right to be secure in our homes and our right to expect that our federal government should have to get a warrant. I also want to say that while we've made some progress on the Patriot Act, I do believe that we need an adversarial court system there. We need a public advocate. We need to develop jurisprudence so that we can develop a body of law that protects the privacy of Americans in the information and digital age.
I just wanted to add in the previous question, I voted against the USA Patriot Act for many of the reasons that Governor O'Malley mentioned. But it is not only the government that we have to worry about, it is private corporations. You would all be amazed, or maybe not, about the amount of information private companies and the government has in terms of the websites that you access, the products that you buy, where you are this very moment. And it is very clear to me that public policy has not caught up with the explosion of technology. So, yes, we have to work with Silicon Valley to make sure that we do not allow ISIS to transmit
information. But in terms of lone wolves, the threat, how would you do it?
Right. What we have got to do there is, among other things, as I was just saying, have Silicon Valley help us to make sure that information being transmitted through the Internet or in other ways by ISIS is, in fact, discovered. But I do believe we can do that without violating the constitutional and privacy rights of the American people.
Secretary Clinton, I cut you off. I'll give you 30 seconds to respond on the issue of lone wolves.
Well, I wanted to say, and I'll do it quickly, I was very pleased that leaders of President Obama's administration went out to Silicon Valley last week and began exactly this conversation about what we can do consistent with privacy and security. We need better intelligence cooperation. We need to be sure that we're getting the best intelligence that we can from friends and allies around the world.
Andrea, just a quick follow-up, though,
Andrea,
Secretary Clinton.
Just a moment,
Governor.
Get my 30 seconds,
but Secretary please. Clinton, you said that the leaders from the intelligence community went to Silicon Valley. They were flatly turned down. They got nowhere.
That is not what I've heard. Let me leave it at that.
This is Tamara reporting for Wayfarm Radio and WGXC.